All right, time for boots and salutes on this Friday morning. Anything that you'd like to talk about, we would love to hear about it. You can call or text 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. And we'll start with you. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to boot the Sox party for paying Alana Cock her wages when they're trying to get rid of the cafeteria staff in the legislative building. That's as slimy as they get.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I got a boot and a salute today. I'd like to boot the four guys with me right now. They didn't pay for any gas to go fishing. But I'd like to give myself a salute because I'm probably going to catch more fish than them anyway.
Good for you.
Well done and enjoy the day.
Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I want to salute that lady you just interviewed on homelessness. That was pretty inspiring and pretty powerful words she said. It's going to make me think twice. Thank you, ma'am. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And, of course, that was Stephanie Massicotti from over at CTV, so great colleague of ours. And, yeah, talk about eye-opening. Wow.
No kidding.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
I would like to extend the forward part of my right boot to the rear of those people. Go to a lake, unload their boat, their truck and stuff, and have the drive all day in the water. Then they leave and dump all of their garbage beside the loading docks. That is absolutely unbelievable. Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, I have a boot for little Pierre in that press conference yesterday, that steel and stuff tariffs from the States. He rambled on for 10 minutes and half an hour, and nothing was said anyway. Just a bunch of mumble jumble. Thank you.
938-0600. That's the call and text line, or 1-800-667-3727 at 7:52 on a Friday morning. So anything you would like to discuss, by all means.
Hey, I want to send a salute out to the organizers. Football Sask yesterday afternoon participated in the, it's the Rider Alumni, Rough Rider Rider Alumni. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the money raised goes to support minor football right throughout the entire province. Great afternoon. We were playing over at Saskatoon Golf and Country Club, which was in great shape. And the weather accommodated. It was a little chilly, but at least it didn't rain. And Lynn LaCroix, who is an outstanding golfer, and she carried myself and Morris Mishnick around the course, literally on her back. Lynn, we couldn't have done it without you.
Way to go, Lynn.
Exactly.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Morning. I want to make comment on something you guys were talking briefly on yesterday. A gentleman had called in about wondering what had happened with the results for the Humboldt bus crash. I understand that you want to make sure you have everything right, but it's been 8 weeks. Pretty sure they could have figured everything out by now, so you have to really wonder what is going on with the results for that.
I'm going to throw one thing out. What does it matter, really, what the results are? It's not going to change anything, right?
That is true. You're absolutely correct in that part.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes. I was just going to call about the person who called about the gas stations not getting service yesterday morning.
Okay. Go ahead.
And a lot of people don't realize how that works because what happens is, somebody's sick or somebody's gone to the dinner break and six cars pull up once. There's only one person doing it. It's impossible to get everybody at once, and we do get everybody when we can. So I'm just going to want to give him a big boot. Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I would like to send out a huge salute to the performance of the Hunchback of Notre Dame, and especially to the fellow who played Quasimodo. He was just totally awesome.
You know, this must have been off the charts because you are the third person today who has commented that to myself about this.
I tried yesterday, but it didn't get through.
Must have been quite a performance. I'm good on you. You know what? We complain when we don't like things, but we don't often say good job when we do enjoy things. So good on you.
Thank you.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning, Dave. This one's for you. You said, what difference do the results make? Do you believe he should get off scot-free?
I don't even know who is guilty.
And well, no, we're talking about the driver on that semi.
I don't know that he's guilty. I have no idea what the results are.
Well, we do know he jumped a stop sign.
How do we know that?
because if you know the crossing and if you go there and you look south down the highway, you can see for miles. And if you look north, you can see for miles. And if you're at the stop sign, a big oversized stop sign with a flashing light, and if you drive a semi, you know it takes more than a split second to get from zero to across the road in a matter of seconds.
But that doesn't mean that he blew the stop sign, right? There's a million things that could have happened, right? There could have been mechanical failure. There could have been a chunk of ice that came free. Heck, you know, there could have been divine, you know, there's a billion things that could have happened, right? And
well,
that's why
really.
We don't want to speculate on it, right?
Well, I realize that, but I mean, they should come out with something by now.
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, if anybody who knows that corner knows that that truck never stopped at that road.
All right. Again, I know the corner, and I don't know that. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning.
Hi there. Go ahead.
I'd like to salute that school somewhere in Edmonton that went out and fed the homeless people. I'd like to challenge one of the Saskatoon schools to do that.
All right. Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I want to agree with the guys who are calling. What does it matter how these boys got killed? It does matter how they got killed. And we should find out how it happened. It doesn't happen again.
No, I think if I can just dive in here, that's not what Dave was saying. And I know Jay has often spoken about this on Boots and Salutes. I think what the guys are saying is the fact that the RCMP is doing their investigation. We need to let them have their time to do it. There will ultimately be decisions made, and there will be corrective steps taken so that this doesn't happen again, or the likelihood of this happening again is dramatically reduced. But there seems to be a real charge to get the answers to those questions, and people are working on those very hard right now, and we're just prepared to say, wait a minute, let's let that process happen so that we'd get it right. Nobody is saying that there's no answer and we don't know what's going. What we're saying is let's just let the people in charge do their job and then let's come to the right answer. Am I right on that, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. You guys should both give your heads a shake. Everybody cares of how this happened.
As do we. We're just not interested in jumping to conclusions. And the people who are investigating this, they are professionals at that. So we want them to take the time they need to do the job. We want answers as much as anybody else.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to salute all my NDP friends. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the call. I think that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes. Coming up, before we get to 9 o'clock, well, we'll squeeze one more call in.
Okay, do it.
Okay, good morning, Boots and Salutes. You're on the air.
Hi there. You got time for one more?
Go ahead. You're on.
Okay. I just want to say you guys are great. These people calling in regards to the bus and everything else. Listen, I lost a brother. I lost a friend. Let them do their job and leave it alone. It will come out. We'll find out. I pray for those guys every day.
Thank you for your call. And that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today. We'll pick up the conversation again on Monday morning. We're heading to Hollywood after 8 o'clock. Birthdays, anniversaries, and a little horsing around, too. It's all part of a Friday with the Moo Crew at CJWW. Boots and Salutes for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered.